1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's holding a big rally now in Phoenix, his first since getting convicted in a hush money scheme in New York.
We have to change the system. We have to straighten out what's going on in these courts. We got a rigged deal going, this whole country.
11 people suffered heat exhaustion there while waiting for Trump to speak. In Texas, 11 migrants were hospitalized after crossing the border in a hot tractor trailer. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
Several dozen people were being smuggled. What we knew is that it was some sort of the smuggling method was some sort of a long gooseneck trailer that was being utilized.
They were then housed in a shack with no AC. And more testimony today in Hunter Biden's gun trial. Legal analyst Missy Maris.
From the prosecution's perspective, that whether or not he was using drugs on the day he purchased the gun, he was illegally using drugs during that time period, both before and after the purchase.
Hunter denies it. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Join us on the next Midday Magazine as we wrap up the week talking with Assembly Representative Scott Krug in part one and Wisconsin Rapids City Band in part two, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The ACLU of Wisconsin is suing the city of Milwaukee over plans for demonstrations during the Republican National Convention. The group says the designated protest zone violates the First Amendment. Convention organizers are pushing in the other direction, complaining protesters will be too close to Fiserv Forum. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is charged with misconduct in office. Eight former guards and nurses are accused of felony abuse. Four inmates have died at Waupun in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his investigation exposed a host of training, security, and safety problems.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before anyone noticed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. That's the name given to the World War II invasion of Normandy. The D-Day operation took place on June 6, 1944. It brought together the land, air, and sea forces of the Allied armies in the largest amphibious invasion in military history. The invasion force included 7,000 ships and landing craft manned by over 195,000 naval personnel from eight Allied countries. This day marks the invasion that led to the defeat of German Nazi forces on May 7, 1945. You can honor and assist our local war veterans at the VVA Bratfrei this Saturday. They'll be at the West Grand IGA starting at 10 a.m. Stop down for a delicious brat and say thank you for the freedoms we enjoy because of their sacrifice. There's an olive oil tasting at Family Natural Foods next Saturday. Stop down at 11 a.m. on June 15th to taste the Mediterranean miracle. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are dealing with several injuries right now.
Look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know, he certainly qualifies as a guy that could fill a role for us with all our nine guys on the IL.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mainly cloudy and cooler, as high temperatures only rise to the mid-60s. And we've got those feisty winds whipping out of the northwest, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And spotty showers do have a chance to sprinkle in this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt in Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a TGIF edition. We have Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World with a week in review and Brady Ewing taking a look at sports. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thursday feels like a Friday. Wish it was. But we'll keep going. We'll press on. Man. The show must
Friday
go on, Dom.
We are motivated, Critty. We can do it. We can do it, but we're going to need your help. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
It is a happy hour, although I have a modest complaint. During the commercial break, a flutist, and they're probably really good. I don't know. I'm not a big connoisseur of the flute playing. But it's like Jethro Tull is just hammering me out on State Street here, man. I can't escape the aqualung or something. And so it's just got me momentarily distracted. You know how I get, Dom.
Is it a jazz flute, Crudy?
It does not sound like a jazz flute. Not a la, who was the Anchorman?
Anchorman.
Remember when he played that? Yeah. Lit up that electric flute or whatever it was.
Oh, God.
Well, Dom, turning my attention back to the history and the politics,
yeah.
80th anniversary of D-Day, and we've got sound of President Joe Biden making statements earlier today. He was with Macron. He was in France. By contrast, Donald Trump talking about the revenge tour he's soon going to be on in Arizona. We'll talk about his, air quotes, 2 o'clock in the afternoon town hall a little bit more, because it's still going on. Can't believe Gary's tuning in to us when Trump's speaking. But anyways, Rich, going to need your help here. Want to play the president, Joe Biden, today speaking on the anniversary, 80th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion. Play cut one.
We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force. These are perennial. The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending.
Just ask Putin. Mm-hmm. More Rich from President Joe Biden, played for the people. Cut two, please.
The men who fought here became heroes, not because they were the strongest, the toughest, or the fiercest, although they were, but because they were given an audacious mission, knowing every one of them knew the probability of dying was real.
A lot of boys died that day.
More from President Joe Biden on the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Play for the people, Rich.
They knew, beyond any doubt, there are things that are worth fighting and dying for.
Fighting and dying for. I believe we've got one more from the president. Let's put a bow on it. Rich, play it for the people, please.
Now we have to ask ourselves, will we stand against tyranny, against evil, against crushing brutality of the iron fist? Will we stand for freedom? Will we defend democracy?
Yes. President Joe Biden speaking today. Found a little bit in the Wisconsin Examiner here, Crudy. We posted on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Check it out. I'm going to jump into the article. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden met with 41 veterans from the Normandy campaign, 33 of whom served on D-Day, according to reporters traveling with the president. Biden gave each a commemorative coin bearing the presidential seal and images of troops on the beaches of Normandy. About 180 American World War II veterans attended the ceremony, according to reporters present. Many veterans over or approaching age 100 sat on a shaded stage in wheelchairs covered in blue blankets and wearing red, white, and blue scarves. Miniature American and French flags fluttered beside each white marble cross of Star of David and the Rose marked thousands of Americans laid to rest in France. More than 9,300 Americans are buried at this 172.5.
How many, Dom? Slow down for me. I
9,300 Americans wow. are buried at that cemetery. Just over 300 headstones are marked unknown. A wall of the missing bears nearly 1,600 names of Americans declared missing or lost at sea. Biden said this during the ceremony. Many, to state the obvious, never came home. Many survived that longest day and kept on fighting for months until victory was finally won. And a few notable bands of brothers are here with us today. More than 4,400 Allied troops died on the first day of the invasion, including 2,501 Americans. Yeah, 80 years ago today.
Dominic, Eugene Robinson at the Washington Post. Biden's visit to Normandy on the 80th anniversary reminds us of a nation divided, then united. Eugene, looking for a silver lining here, Dom. Mm. In history, the images of President Biden in Normandy marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion were poignant, considering the nation is currently so divided. Seeing him with those brave 100-year-old survivors recalled a time of national unity and purpose. You know, trying to help Crudy pronounce it.
Centenarian.
I don't know any 100-year-olds. They're just 100-year-olds, Dom. As we look back in admiration, however, we should also remember that in the years before World War II, American society was more deeply fractured than it is today. In at least one aspect, this was true even during the war. The U.S. Armed Forces were racially segregated. The only all-black unit assigned to storm the beaches on the morning of June 6, 1944, was the 320th Barrage Balloon Battalion. One of its medics, 21-year-old Corporal Waverly B. Woodson Jr., was wounded by German shrapnel as he landed around 9 a.m. Bleeding and in pain, he set up a medical aid station and spent 30 hours treating Allied wounded, almost all of them white, before collapsing and being taken to a hospital ship. Woodson survived the war, returned to a nation where he was a second-class citizen, and died in 2005. Earlier this week, finally, he was posthumously awarded the Distinguished Service Medal, Cross, the Army's second highest honor. The system of racial separation and oppression known as Jim Crow was hardly the only chasm that divided Americans. The country was still struggling to recover from the Great Depression, and partisan factions were bitterly fighting over the New Deal policies that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt enacted. Roosevelt lost political capital in 1937 when he tried and failed to pack the Supreme Court, which had been an impediment to his sweeping reforms. The following year, he angered a wing of his own party by supporting progressive Democrats over more conservative incumbents in congressional primary contest. And when FDR broke with tradition in 1940 and ran for a third term in the White House, Critics howled that he was trying to make himself into a dictator like Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. The rhetoric was as angry and apocalyptic as anything we are hearing in 2024. Senator Robert A. Taft of Ohio, who was seeking the Republican presidential nomination, said there was, and here's a quote, more danger of the infiltration of totalitarian ideas from the New Deal circle in Washington than there will ever be from any activities of communists or Nazi buns. Wendell Willkie, the relative moderate who won the GOP nomination, also railed against our very rapid drift towards totalitarianism, charging that every major economic policy of the New Deal was pushing the nation towards socialism, Dom. For the historical record, capitalism survived.
Yes, it did. When war erupted in Europe, Roosevelt knew the United States would eventually be drawn in. He saw that the country was woefully unprepared. He had inherited an army of only 175,000 ill-equipped, inadequately trained soldiers on active duty, mere cannon fodder, potentially, for the fearsome German war machine. But isolationists resisted Roosevelt's efforts to ready the U.S. military and help Britain hold out against the threat of a Nazi invasion. The original MAGA movement expressed its nativism, racism, and anti-Semitism plainly rather than in coded euphemisms. The flagship pressure groups, a group working against Roosevelt, was called the America First Committee, a name that might prove Karl Marx was right when he said history repeats itself, first as tragedy, then as farce. Famed aviator Charles Lindbergh, the chief spokesman for America First, went so far as to argue that the United States should take the side of Germany, joining the Nazis in a racial solidarity against Asiatic intruders, by which he means Russians and Jews. Isolationism has significant mainstream support, including in the business community, whose collective diary, the Wall Street Journal, argued in 1940 editorial that, quote, our job today is not to stop Hitler. Roosevelt foresaw, however, that stopping Hitler would indeed be our job. He took a huge political gamble during the heated 1940 election campaign when he pushed Congress to authorize the nation's first peacetime military draft. He got what he wanted, both the legislation and the third term. A year later, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor sent isolationism back into the deepest recesses of our national id until recently and gave Americans a common purpose, leading to the bravery, sacrifice, and triumph that Biden and other world leaders commemorated Thursday. After Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it is inconceivable that global war can again be the forge that welds the nation together. This reality means that somehow we must tolerate our divisions as we try to ameliorate them incrementally through our barely functional political process. The American graves on the bluff above Omaha Beach admonish us to summon the necessary valor. Eugene Robinson writing at the Washington Post.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates 80th anniversary of D-Day. President Biden was there with Macron, visiting the graves, speaking solemnly. We welcome your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Maybe some echoes, some parallels from history. Only you would have thought Trump would have somehow been on the other side of the pond. Didn't know we were going to be the bad guys in the next world war, Dom. More Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Join us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to Devil's Advocates Radio Show phone lines. We're going to get to them. Talk or text. Hit us up. 844-967-2789.
Dom's got his hash pipe. You'll have the phone number. That's 844-967-2789. And just a moment. We'll digress for one moment, Dom. For those that are playing the Sconee summer whatever game, your keyword is fun. When Dom talks too much, the Devil's Advocates is less fun.
I believe it's pronounced Sconee, Rudy.
I don't care, Dom. F-U-N.
It's Sconee, man. This is Wisconsin.
F-U-N. Fun. That's the only word that matters. Now back to the politicking and the phone calling and all the important stuff that we do around here, Dom. And let's not forget Donald Trump. He's at a town hall in Arizona as we speak.
Still going on?
Being held. I haven't checked. Hold on. Oh, yeah. He's still rambling. Still got a podium. Now, he did have some old dude who didn't exactly trash John McCain in Arizona, but said, you know, I've only had one political hero, and it's this guy, and pointed at Trump.
Didn't he bring up? I thought it. Saw that he brought out Arpaio. Was that who it was?
Sheriff Joe?
Yeah.
We've had Sheriff Joe on this fine show. Back when he used to put the inmates in the pink to humiliate them because they deserved it.
That's Donald Trump's kind of guy.
I actually can't say I've ever done this before, Dom. I'm feeding Trump in real time on the Right Side Broadcasting Network. You know, they're on the right side, Dom.
Uh-huh.
Like our little conservative love muffin, Gary from Sussex. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gary.
Hi, guys. A couple of things. I'm going to start out with my dad was in the military in World War II. He'd be 102 right now if he's still alive. Wow. But he did not fight at, you know, during D-Day. He was at Saipan. He had action in Saipan. And he told me, he was a drill instructor, and he told me that he'd tell his guys, if you listen to me, you have the best chance of survival. If you don't listen to me, you're going to die. So he, you know, they really, you know, that's why these guys, they do what they do, because they listen, you know, to their instructors.
You're a drill sergeant's kid, Gary?
What?
You're a drill sergeant's kid.
Yes.
And I got to think your old man was pretty anti-fascist, if you know what I'm saying, Gary. So what the hell happened to you, my friend?
I was I was a Democrat all my life up until after I got married. So, like I said, Reagan was my first Republican. But back to my story.
Did you marry a Nolito? What happened to you, Gary? Your wife changed your politics?
Yes. Yes. Actually, Reagan did, but my wife was a Republican. And so my mother-in-law said that unless I become a Republican, she won't give permission to marry me. So
the things we do for love, Gary.
Yes, it is. And it's well worth it because 51 years we've been married.
Wow.
Okay, back to my story. My dad was a drill instructor. And what he told the guys is when you jump out of an airplane, you take your helmet off and you stick it between your legs.
Yeah.
So support to keep you from getting shot in on your groin. And if my dad didn't do that, I wouldn't be here. So thank God that he wore his helmet between his legs because it doesn't do any good on your head coming out of a parachute when you're just kind of hanging there. And then go ahead.
No, finish your thought. Then I'll follow up.
Okay. So when my dad got out of the military, he was in Korea also. When he finally got in, he spent 20 years in the military. And when we misbehaved, he would sit there and he'd say, "You dig me a hole 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet." So we'd have to go in the backyard and dig a hole 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. And he would measure it with his tape measure. Then we show my dad. He said, "Dad, we're done here." And then he'd take a cigar, throw it in there, and he'd say, "Bury it." But I'll tell you something. My dad was a gigantic pussycat. He'd always tell us, "You guys can do whatever you want. Just don't get caught."
No wonder why you love Trump so much. Gary, how has your attitude not changed on Trump? He got caught.
Let me ask you, Gary, your father sounds very interesting. How do you think he would react to Donald Trump and what the movement that I consider to be a very fascist-leaning movement? How would your dad respond, do you think, these days?
Well, my dad actually became a Republican later on after I did. So I think he would have loved Trump just like the rest of us do. Now, you know, you guys always give me the time to tell you that you don't tell me I'm crazy, and then you give me the time to express how I feel. And that's why I like listening to you guys. If you guys would cut me off all the time, I wouldn't even be listening to you. So you're making it fair. And your listeners, do you remember when I first started calling 4 years ago? They trashed me so bad.
They still do, Gary. I read the text line. But go ahead.
Yeah, but that was my badge of honor. I love that when they do that. You know,
Gary, do you think, we've heard a lot of these Republicans, and like Steve Bannon, Steve Bannon is getting railroaded? Do you think that our justice system is rigged, the election system is rigged, that our healthcare system is rigged, that everything's rigged, that this is all just an effort to keep MAGA down? Because that's what Republicans are saying, Gary. Do you buy into that? Do you espouse that same philosophy?
Yes.
So do you think Steve Bannon's going to go to jail for 4 months because why?
Yeah. Well, because
why is he going to jail, Gary? Well, right. I mean, isn't that the reason why he's going to jail? Because he contempt of Congress, right? Just like Navarro's in jail for that.
You should go to jail.
Okay.
If you're subpoenaed and you don't show up, you go to jail.
Well, that's not what he's saying, Gary. He's saying that this is to shut MAGA up. And I'm asking you, you agree, but now you seem to disagree with that statement.
Okay. If you diss Congress and you don't do what they tell you to do, and if you're basically subpoenaed, I think that, I mean, this isn't that why they're throwing him in jail? Because he didn't show up for...
Yes, he was convicted of contempt of Congress, failing to acknowledge the subpoenas and testify.
I agree he should go to jail for that. Because you can't, I mean, you got to follow the laws, and you got to show up for a subpoena. I subpoenaed a police officer one time, and they did not like that. But I needed that person to prove my innocence.
But how does this not apply to Donald Trump, Gary?
I basically think the coming after him for some legal errors and logistics
errors
that he didn't. Yes, because.
Gary got to cut you short.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The races are set for Wisconsin's August primaries. Democrats are running candidates in 97 of the state's 99 assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two.
Meanwhile, Democrats are running candidates in all 33 state Senate districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts and 11 Senate districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The annual street dance in Port Edwards is coming up fast. It will be at the Port Edwards Fire Station on June 14th. The fun starts at 4 p.m. with the Port Edwards Lions serving food along with a couple of other vendors. Genesee Depot will take the stage at 7 p.m. There will be cash raffles and a 50-50 raffle, too. Parking will be the same as last year, even with the construction. You can stop down for the 37th Annual Street Dance on June 14th from 7 to 11, rain or shine. There's an open house later this month to meet the GI team and tour the new unit at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. You can stop down between 3 and 6 on Tuesday, June 25th. You can meet the gastroenterology team and tour the new GI procedures unit. They'll have light refreshments, and you can enter to win door prizes. No need to RSVP. The ribbon cutting will be at 3. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something new to watch, you might get some ideas from the 2024 Gotham Just for TV Awards. The big winners, according to Variety, were Netflix's Baby Reindeer, which won for Breakthrough Limited Series, Amazon Prime's Mr. and Mrs. Smith for Breakthrough Drama, and winning Breakthrough Comedy Series was CBS' Colin from Accounts. Andrew Scott won for Breakout Performance in a Limited Series for his portrayal as Ripley. He was great. Trina McGee, who played Angela on Boy Meets World, has announced she's pregnant. This might not sound all that newsworthy, except she is 54 years old. Entertainment Weekly reports that the child will be her fourth. Her other three children are all adults from previous relationships. This will be her first child with her current husband. The couple has been married since 2008. So they are either very unlucky or just only recently got around to the whole sex thing. Married couples do get busy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The wind dying down this evening, the sky clearing out, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and breezy, high, low 70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, then sunshine and low 70s for Saturday, and more sun for Sunday, high again, low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, Jennifer Schulze talks about how New York City's big papers have become infected with a nasty case of Joe Biden derangement syndrome.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Devil's Advocates.
making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve up in here. It's a happier happy hour, and we're always happier when you join us at 844-967-2789. It's phone line. It's a text line. And Dom, I've got a couple of quick updates here. First and foremost, on the Wisconsin front, we had the fake electors charged by Attorney General Josh Call this week. And I've got some new conspiracy theories.
Ooh.
But from sharp legal minds like Lisa Rubin. And here is what Lisa Rubin is currently saying. New Wisconsin Attorney General criminal complaint against Ken Cheesebro. Trump lawyer Jim Troupas and Trump campaign staffer Mike Roman is the fifth state criminal case centered on efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But it's different in a few key ways. Among them, footnote number 5, which notes that Cheesebro participated in a December of 2023 interview. Now, I've been saying Cheesebro was the only source saying that he had been talking to Wisconsin investigators. And he told Politico that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here is how Rubin picks it up. Cheesebro participated in a December 2023 interview, which does not appear to have been anything other than voluntary with Wisconsin investigators. Was that interview supposed to be a prelude to cooperation? Now, that's the question I've been asking myself since these charges dropped, but Rubin varies and takes her conspiracy theory for now down a different rabbit hole. What Lisa Rubin asked, we don't know, but after pleading out in Fulton County, Georgia, Cheesebro and his lawyers likely hope to cooperate in any other state-based investigation into the fake elector scheme, just as he reportedly did in Nevada and Arizona. Well, that's what I thought, Dom. Rubin asked, so what happened? Well, according to footnote number 5, and she's included the footnote number 5 from the Cheesebro indictment, Dom. Uh-huh. Cheesebro seems to have lied to Wisconsin investigators about his Twitter account use.
Oh, that's
remember,
right.
He's the Badger uh-huh. pundit. Yes. He had this clandestine Twitter account
that he did not acknowledge.
And they apparently learned that they had been played through a media report on Cheesebro, similar to Michigan prosecutors. So they saw that Cheesebro had a Twitter account, which he had not publicly acknowledged. In fact, he had denied, apparently, to Michigan investigators. And now from footnote number 5, Lisa Rubin noting this could be substantial. And while it remains to be seen whether anyone will be charged in Michigan beyond the fake electors, here's that media report, which now looks like the beginning of Cheesebro's Wisconsin journey from cooperator to target. And I told you yesterday, Dom, your buddy, Matt Kittle, who was with the MacGyver Institute, that is a far right wing, I believe it's funded by the Bradley Foundation and other richy rich sort of dark money kind of stuff. But he was on right-wing talk radio. He was filling in for, you know, the Prince of Mornings, Dan O'Donnell, your buddy. And Kittle was saying, hey, you know, Wisconsin already did this. And I'm thinking, what the hell is he talking about? And he is analogizing the gag order against Donald Trump with the gag order against the targets of the John Doe investigation here in the state of Wisconsin, the political corruption of Scott Walker. And let's not forget how it was portrayed by M.D. Kittle.
Oh, yes. Many articles.
He wrote over 400 articles on the John Doe dam. And they were described as pre-dawn paramilitary raids. The yes. execution of the search warrants. And to hear Kittle tell it, Tom, well, Wisconsin foreshadowed what's now happening at the Department of Justice. And it was guys like John Chisholm, the DA in Milwaukee County. And I'm like, John Chisholm never even filed charges against Walker. He could have killed Walker's political career in the recall in 2012. He didn't even need to convict the guy. He just needed to charge him. And Walker would have been done. Done for. Because so many people were against the recall because he hadn't committed crimes. He hadn't done anything extravagant. You know, just bad policy. Just sticking it to the public sector unions. That was the impetus primarily behind the recall. We didn't know what a corrupt SOB he was until we found out they were investigating him from the day he was inaugurated onward. Actually, the day he was elected to the governor, Scott Walker was under investigation. He was the target of the John Doe. And what'd they do? They got rid of the Government Accountability Board, which was nationally renowned.
Republicans in the legislature.
Yes. Well, Kittle had Tom Tiffany on. Tom Tiffany is a U.S. congressman that 2 days after he was elected to the U.S. Congress challenged the certification of the election in Arizona and the state of Wisconsin. My understanding, 2 days on the job, but he was pretty damn convinced the same ballot that sent him to Washington had been rigged against Donald Trump in the state of Wisconsin. But when Tiffany was a state senator in the state of Wisconsin, let's not forget, he was part of the destruction of the nonpartisan former judges, retired judges, manned this thing. And they destroyed the Government Accountability Board. This thing that was a national...
Yeah, it was held up as a national model. Yes, yes.
Until they investigated, you know, had the temerity to investigate the Scott Walker campaign corruption and the coordination with third-party groups to the tune of $20 million or more. That used to be a lot of money around here. So, anyways, I just find it interesting that, you know, MD Kittle, Matt Kittle would, A, get to fill in on anybody's radio show. Come on, you got to have better friends than Kittle. But B, would be hearkening back to the John Doe days. You know, the dark days in Wisconsin history when Republicans were prosecuted just for being Republicans, Dom.
Yeah, see, that's what it is. Not for the criming that Republicans happen to be doing, but for being Republican. I mean, this is the same thing they're saying now.
Well, here's what Donald Trump had to say today, or at least a statement on the Truthy Social, I believe, Dom, about the order go directly to prison, do not collect $200, Steve Bannon. It would not have mattered whether Steve Bannon and others, looking at you, Jim Jordan, went in front of the Unselect Committee of Criminal Hacks and Thugs, in all caps on this one, because all of the information ended up being illegally deleted and destroyed by these corrupt radicals.
That's a lie.
Bannon, who had been a tireless MAGA soldier leading a legion of supporters with his War Room podcast, was convicted of 2 counts for refusing to comply with the subpoena from the January 6th committee. Specifically, he was punished for withholding documents and staying silent while the House Select Committee investigated the U.S. Capitol's deadly riot on January 6, 2021. And Bannon made remarks following the U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols' decision that told him go directly to prison on July 1st. We've heard this before, Don, but I'm going to repeat it. I want to say something specifically about the Justice Department. They're not going to shut up Trump. They're not going to shut up Peter Navarro. They're not going to shut up Bannon. And they're certainly not going to shut up MAGA. 844-967-2789.
Crudy, I did confirm Washington Post reporting former president, and I'll throw in the convicted felon, Donald Trump, during a campaign event Thursday in Arizona, embraced Joe Arpaio, the controversial former sheriff who Trump pardoned in 2017. Trump invited Arpaio on stage at the Phoenix event and appeared to kiss him on the neck while hugging him. I don't kiss men, but I kiss him. I don't kiss men, but I kiss him. We had a real border with this guy. People said he was too tough. Now they're saying, where's Sheriff Joe? Pardon. Trump pardoned Arpaio, the former Maricopa County Sheriff, less than a month after he was convicted of criminal contempt of court. What is up with all these contempt of court things with these people? He disobeyed a judge's order to stop detaining people because he only suspected they were undocumented immigrants. After coming on stage, Arpaio said that in Trump, he has found the only hero I ever had in my life.
Oh, that was Joe Arpaio? He's lost some weight. He's not quite as chubby as he used to be, Dom.
President Biden's reelection campaign quickly responded to the joint appearance on social media. The Biden campaign shared a video clip of Trump bringing Arpaio on stage, describing him as a convicted criminal pardoned by Trump who racially profiled and abused immigrants. So, yeah, there you go.
Apparently, Trump has left the stage just an hour and 45 minutes after his rambling
after the town hall. Was there any questions from the town?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
Now, I observed, at least during one commercial break, I was monitoring the 2 o'clock in the afternoon town hall in Phoenix. And there was a restaurateur, a Latino guy. And, you know, as happenstance would have it, Dom, they wanted to sort of feature this guy. So he got to ask Trump a question. And the man said his name was, I believe it was Jorge Reyes. And we couldn't see Jorge on the right side broadcast network feed. They were just using the pool feed, so they didn't actually look at Mr. Reyes, but you could hear him off camera. And apparently, Mrs. Reyes must be a looker because Trump took immediate note of her. Look at her! Trump, he sprung up. And the next thing he was saying is, I love them! And I'm wondering, Latino wives of other men? Is that what you're talking about, sir? So this restaurateur from Tucson, he apparently got to ask a question. And he was complaining about the food prices. And, you know, it's Joe Biden's fault. Pathetic Biden, this Latino guy is talking in specific terms. I quote, pathetic Biden policies. He said, so when does drill baby drill start? That was his question for Trump. And as we've talked about on this show, Dom, it may not be widely understood, you know, the facts by the MAGA. And I know facts don't change their minds. But this country, sadly, under Joe Biden, is producing more fossil fuels than at any time in our nation's history. At any time in our nation's history. And their solution is drill, baby, drill. And my understanding is many of the petrochemical companies, Dom, don't want to fulfill the leases they have now because it's not cost effective. You know, if we didn't give this super depletion write off to oil companies, they get to drain a natural resource, oil in this case, and then claim depletion of the resource and take it as a tax write off, Jerry. I cannot believe that they get to basically market the raw product, you know, refine it and market it, and also get a write off for the use of the raw product.
It's a great deal, man. It's a write-off.
You don't even know what a write-off is. 844-967-2789. So Trump's done. But after ogling Jorge's wife for a moment, oh, look at her. He was very...
She's a looker.
She must have been a looker. And he seemed like he might have been a successful guy. But Trump's then response, where he pivoted immediately. Have you seen the price of bacon? Have you seen the price of bacon? And I'm thinking to myself, now this is a topic that probably hits a little close to home. I got to think Donald Trump, just looking at the man, is a fan of the bacon. I mean, isn't everybody?
That's what I'm saying.
Little bacon with his ketchup in the morning, Dom. I can see it now. Well, yes. What? Yes, but he has differing eating habits.
Indeed, he does.
So we got like a minute left? Never mind.
No, we got a segment left, man. He's off.
No, I know. We got a little time left in the show.
2789. We got time for our callers. And no, we don't have time.
Okay. I'm feeling like we're getting some mixed messages around here.
I'm feeling a little verklempt.
Great radio show or greatest radio show ever? That's the only question you should ever have to answer.
844-96-PARTY. We will be right back with your call.
Local. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You can do it all by yourself. Woo! Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But in 1982...
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Raptors baseball is on the air here at Warner Park for a second straight night, the home of the Madison Mallards. It's the 5-3 Mallards against your 4-4 Raptors on this Thursday evening. Raptor fans, welcome in for some more baseball in this Northwoods League season. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on your home for Raptor baseball, WFHR, whether you're tuning in tonight on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320, or on the Civic Media app. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptors baseball. Let's take a look at last night's matchup between these two teams, a second straight night with a second straight 6:05 first pitch here in the state capital of Wisconsin. Last night it was a 9-6 final in favor of the Mallards. They got out to a hot start early, scoring three in the bottom of the first in the Raptor debut of the right-hander Thomas Burns. Burns threw an inning, allowed four hits, three runs, walked one, struck out one, and 30 pitches tossed for the freshman out of Arizona State University in Hortonville, Wisconsin. A sac fly would add another run for the Mallards in the bottom of the second. It would be 4-0 through two frames, and it stayed that way until the bottom of inning number six. Sam Arnold, the right-hander for Wisconsin Rapids out of Des Plaines, Illinois, and Northern Illinois University, towed the rubber in his only inning of work and allowed a two-run opposite field homer to the Madison center fielder out of the eight-hole Justin Best to make it 6-0. This is where things got exciting in the top half of the seventh for Wisconsin Rapids. The Raptors got all six runs back in the inning, highlighted by a bases-clearing three-run double to right field from Alex Brody with two outs to make it a 6-6 ball game. A couple of walks issued from one of the relievers out of the Madison pen, Brandon Cahill. He walked four, walking in two runs. Jack Matthew had a sac fly to make it 6-3. And then the aforementioned bases-clearing double from Brody tied the game up at six. But unfortunately, Madison would get the last laugh in the home half of the eighth inning off of right-hander for Wisconsin Rapids, Sidney Ferry, the Stevens Point pointer. Walked five Mallard hitters in that inning, allowed just one hit but three runs and 39 pitches thrown. Ferry picked up the win in the most recent Raptor ballgame prior to Wednesday night on Sunday in Mequon against the Lakeshore Chinooks. He was tabbed with the loss last night. Getting the win out of the bullpen for Madison was Davis Welch, the right-hander who threw the final two innings for field manager Donnie Scott. Welch went two scoreless frames, didn't even allow a hit to Raptor hitting. Walked two, struck out one, and 34 pitches thrown. Jacob Kisting, the Bradley Brave, got the start for Madison, going five innings, allowing two hits, no runs, three walks, and eight strikeouts in his second start of the season. After Burns, Nick Paulson, the left-hander from the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, picked up a bulk of the work for the Raptor pitching staff last night, going four innings, allowing three hits, one run, didn't walk a Mallard hitter, and struck out six across 58 pitches. As mentioned, Arnold then through the next frame. Matthew Hurd worked his way out of a troubled seventh inning before Ferry allowed three in the eighth frame. As mentioned, Madison getting the last laugh. 9-6 was the final. It was the first of 12 total matchups between the two teams in this 2024 season. The first of two straight here in Madison. And then after tonight, the Mallards will make the trek in back-to-back ball games to Witter Field. That's right, Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball is back home this weekend. A couple of night games Friday and Saturday against the Mallards, and then a Sunday matinee against the La Crosse Loggers to wrap out a three-game homestand. National anthem just moments away here at Warner Park. When we get back, we're going to introduce something new here to the pregame show. We'll have our lineups and our starting pitchers per usual, but something new we're going to start beginning now here in the ninth game of the season. We're going to have our three keys to the game. This will go for every road and every home game. I know Colin Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors, on our pregame show that we have either on ESPN Plus or on the Northwoods League app, we will give our keys in a stand-up style. I'm going to make different keys, even if we're at home. If we have our three keys for the Raptors, I'm going to find a way to either mend the keys that we've had in our television pregame show and bring them here. Those will be up after the break. Once again, national anthem moments away. We've already seen Donnie Scott and Kirk Schreider, your field manager of the Raptors, exchange lineups at home plate. It's the second of six here at the Duck Pond this year and the second of 12 between the Madison Mallards and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Raptors will look to return home, splitting this series and a chance to win more ball games this weekend. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here from Warner Park. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but pre-diabetes